This is a final, and so unless there's a change, we don't typically take comment, but go ahead, sir.
Okay, that's a little contrary to what your comment policy says, but I'll go ahead. I'm Jim Homison. I live in Stanford, Montana. I happen to be a member of Region 4's Advisory Council, Citizens Advisory Council, and my comment has no nexus with that role. I'm not commenting on behalf of any organized sportsmen or other special interest groups other than the sport hunting community at large. During a 10-year period from 1995 to 2005, I lived in Neihardt, and due to my job, I was in White Sulphur Springs probably an average of once a week. I have some sense of social and physical environment of the area, at least at that time. Although I've not had time to study recent mule deer population data in the 6 HDs proximate to White Sulphur, being 416, 446, 449, 451, 452, and 454, I think reducing the density of mule deer population in these hunting districts by lawful sport hunting to be a far better strategy than the proposal presented here today. I urge the commissioners not to approve this proposal without the following modifications. The authority granted to Marr County Sheriff's Department would sunset at the start of next year's archery season. Consider the need for reauthorization after the close of the area's mule deer seasons. Second, convert the 6 hunting districts from antlered mule deer to either sex mule deer during archery and general season. As noted in your deer cover sheet, nearby hunting districts 390 and 391 are attempting to liberalize their mule deer season, which suggests it may be time to do the same in these 6 hunting districts. As a side note, I've gone back in a regulation booklet as far as 2010 and find that all 6 hunting districts have been antler buck mule deer only during the general season, with the exception that 416 had a very limited number of mule deer B licenses prior to 2014. I suggest under-harvesting antlerless mule deer is a contributing factor to the White Sulphur Springs urban deer problem. Next, establish 200 antlerless mule deer B licenses in each of the 6 hunting districts for the upcoming 2020 hunting season, continuing allowing antlerless deer seasons to run until January 15th in 2021 in the 6 hunting districts. And last, direct FWP to monitor and evaluate these actions and adjust as necessary. Philosophically, I believe that nearly any time a government employee in a non-sportsman role lawfully euthanizes a big game animal as a result of previous actions or inactions by the system. The same holds true for agricultural operators and property owners. FYI, I'm not singling out FWP actions or inactions. The issue is far larger than FWP. It's never late to start doing things right. And one last note, FWP is spending a fair amount of time and sportspersons' dollars to educate the public on how to live with grizzly bears. Maybe some of that time and money should be directed to other species. Commissioners, thanks for taking time to listen to my comment.
Okay, thank you. I mean, and again, let's recognize that when we set a comment period, this comment period ended November 22nd, and there were no changes from the tentative. And so, understanding that you drove from Stanford, I made this exception. But the chances of me making exceptions as we move into other items is very slim. All in favor of the motion, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Motion carries. Mr. Vorey, what's your pleasure given...